Chapter 86. Ron awoke from the anesthetic with an immobilizer on his leg, and it made him want to scream. He thought that somehow, because of this new kind of surgery, that his leg would finally be free and that he would be able to walk. The hospital bed's side rails had been pulled up, and he needed to urinate. He pressed the buzzer. Celeste walked into the room. She looked radiant. Ron said, "I need to get out of this bed." Celeste just nodded and lowered the side rail. She helped him stand. He tried not to put too much weight on her as he hobbled. The immobilizer actually helped with his balance. Celeste said, "I'll give you some privacy." Celeste convinced the doctor that he could go back to her house after he'd urinated. The ride to Celeste's house was slow and a bit painful. Ron felt every bump in the road shoot through his leg like a knife. Celeste tried to drive carefully as they squeaked back to her house. Ron was quiet and stared out the window. It had been a never-ending battle, and he seemed to lose each one. Each time they went into one of his knees, he felt like he lost a little more. He could feel the dark cloud of it around him. Three surgeries were too many intrusions. Celeste debated how to tell him what Fulak had privately said to her. She knew some of his history with knees, but this was the first time that she was experiencing it with him. She got him downstairs and brought him a plastic container that he could use to urinate. The look of sheer disgust that crossed his face when she showed it to him told her that something deeper was going on with him. She gave him a pain pill. Ron grimaced at the sight of it. "Doesn't hurt right now. And you want to keep it that way. The best thing to do is stay ahead of the pain." "I'll put up with the pain if I can get well faster," said Ron. "One thing has nothing to do with the other, Ron."
"What do you mean?"
Ron shrugged. "They told me that the sooner I get off the pain meds, the sooner I could get out of the hospital the last two times." Now it was Celeste's turn to feel disgusted. The level of medical care that he had been given was slightly, and she meant only slightly, better than he would have gotten as a side of beef in a butcher shop.
"That just isn't true, and they shouldn't have told you that. I can't believe that a doctor really said that to you."
"A lot of things that I've been told about my knees are hard to believe. Did I ever tell you that I don't think it was really necessary to have a second surgery?"
Celeste looked a little shocked.
"Why do you think that?"
"Well, I heard it playing football up in Glen Ridge when I was a senior in high school. Up until then, my right knee had been my good knee. The same doctor who did the left one examined it and just scheduled the surgery. He never tried anything else. There were no x-rays, nothing. Cutting it was his first option."
"That's what surgeons do, Ron. They solve problems by cutting and repairing. At least some of them do."
"Is Fulak like that?"
Now was the time to tell him. "Ron, he told me that when you heal, he's going to have you talk to you about having a total knee reconstruction."
Ron felt his world spinning like he was on some fiendish amusement park ride.
"Doesn't that mean that they cut my knee out?"
"That's oversimplified, but essentially, yes, that's what it means."
"I'm not doing it." His voice was cold and the tone final. "I've had enough."
"The doctor said that the deterioration of your knee is pretty bad. You are bone on bone, and there's a lot of arthritis."
"I'm 33 years old, said Ron.
"Arthritis?"
"It's the repeated insults to your knees," she said. She was speaking clinically now, and Ron noted the change in her voice. It sounded professional. He didn't like it.
These fucking surgeries have taken something away from me each time I've had one. I don't trust them. I don't trust doctors. I think they do it more for the money than they do it to really help anyone. They aren't all like that. She tried to sound sympathetic, but she could see that it didn't penetrate. I know this is your profession, but they're my knees. Ron paused. Can I tell you how I really feel? Of course. She saw that his eyes had grown darker. The brooding look on his face made him sound angry, like he was spitting out the words. His face looked hard and almost cruel. Doctors are no different from mechanics or carpenters. You hire them to do a job, but they work for you. You tell them what they want, not the other way around. Celeste almost felt slapped. Then she saw what he saw came from pain and bad experiences. She wanted to reach out and stroke his face, but something told her that touching him wouldn't be a good idea right now.